Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I honestly grow insecure as I get older. Cause even when you hot, there comes a day when you get colder. Comes a day when you slower. Time is taking its toll. 45 on the back of the jersey upon your soul. I'm scared of letting go. I don't know what the future holds. My nightmares are having nightmares. I'm quite scared of what's right and fair. How I fare in eternity. Will I hear well done when he turned to me? Will I hear you care too much about all this stuff that really don't matter? You chase the wind and you want it. Got to the top of a 2-foot ladder. What's after? I can capture all this mess. My heart was after. Will I end up empty-handed when I stand before my master? Did I master the mathematics of a passive disaster? Adding my selfish ambition, all the while subtracting what matters.
Ain't no nights I can't sleep. Will I fall? Will I peek through the curtains all I see? Fingers pointed at me, and they watch, and they watch, and they watch, and they watch, and I'm wondering what they thinking, thinking about. Late nights I can't sleep, counting cash, counting cheese. Through the curtains all I see, fingers pointed right at me, and I'm watching, and I'm watching, and I'm wondering what they thinking, thinking about it all.
At high school we tried to act all tough. I remember a couple times I couldn't back that up. Like when I ran from them vatos, scuffing up my zapatos, scared of losing my hide. I was so embarrassed inside. If I could go back in time, I would stand and say something like, I ain't never scared, never scared, never scared. I'm lying, I'm scared of these thoughts in my head. I'm scared of possibly pushing people right over the ledge. When I say I pledge allegiance to the struggle, then I turn around and buckle under stress and under pressure. Below my dresser that could teach my pain a lesson, but I'd rather not address it. Address is in depression. I'm scared if I confess it that you gon' look at me like I'm something less, and I'm such a mess.
Celui qui a peur d'admettre ses craintes et celui qui ne pourra pas les surmonter. On trouve la liberté dans la confession et la liberté dans la reconnaissance.
And it just so happens I'm wrestling with my status. I'm trying to see me like he do, not focusing on his madness. They count me out on the counter, they fear and doubt. Keep a count of my wrongs, trying to keep me inside their house. Some just keep me around, gotta wonder what that's about. Yeah, they want to be politically correct, I suppose. But I'm comfortable in my skin while they just pretending they close. I'm scared of falling and failing in front of all of my foes. And I feel some friends are unfaithful, so I keep my small circle closed. I don't want no handouts or favors, no function, no favors. I'ma tell that truth till it kill me, and I'm chilling with my creator. Jesus, 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 Jesus to all of my haters. For the ones who think I forgot them and the ones who won't let me say it, I ain't getting no more.
その先に自由は存在し、恐怖は解き放たれる。
right here on blogtalkradio.com. It is Make It Funny Monday, and we're very thankful unto the Most High God for another opportunity to broadcast on this beautiful Monday. We hope that your Sunday was both restful and inspiring. Ladies and gents, the last to do of good like a medicine, and we're going to try our best to play doctored on today with our cast callers and friends to boot. We welcome you on this Make It Funny Monday, as we're going to do every Monday. Feel free all around the nation to call in if you so choose, if you're able to shout out your church home or to say what the message was about on yesterday. You don't need to re-preach the whole thing. Just give us the sermon title and the biblical reference, and you can do that. We play these final clips, and of course, we're going to do TV trivia today. I'm going to stop saying which ones I think are easiest, because obviously I have no idea and a little biased since I am the one that picks them. Rook City, myself, and all of you come together to do it like we all have to do it, so we might as well go ahead and get the show started something like this.
Have a discussion. Let's talk about something. Real talk radio. Ain't no funny. A church without walls or how they talk show. Real talk at the Dr. Davenport. Let's get it popping. Music got me hopping. Who you represent? Ain't no stopping. Come on, let's go. I'm in the zone. Can't get enough. Turn it
real
out.
Talk with Dr. Davenport.
Real talk with Dr. D, TV trivia today, as I said, 313, that's not the number, 516-387-1299 is your call-in number to come in live with us on today. Again, that is 516-387-1299. Rick City, man, how was your weekend?
Man, my weekend was great, man. Went by kind of fast, but it was great.
Sound like you're in a tunnel, my friend.
No, I was in the hallway, Doc.
You're in the hallway?
Yeah, I was in the
waiting
hallway.
On God to open your next door, man?
No. I got a house. Praise God.
You're in the physical hallway, Reverend. I was trying to be deep on this Make It Funny Monday. I'm in the hallway of life. Life is shut one door, and I'm waiting on God to open the next door. So I'm going to dance in the hallway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody got the nishan, though. I feel somebody shouting all over their words right now. That's what they are, Doc. They're in transition. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can I tell you anything? Do you know anything about aviation, Rook City? You fly often. I've learned in my flight travels that sometimes the airways can get congested. Praise the Lord. There'd be some congestion in the air. And so you may leave your destination on time, but as you approach your landing point, there may be some problems on the ground. There's some planes that are still on the ground for whatever reason. Maybe ice on their wings. Maybe there was a spill. But there were some issues with some people who could not take off the way they had intended or planned, okay? And since you're now in the air traveling, you don't have enough fuel to go back to where you came. That's not even in your itinerary. That would be a total waste of your journey. But you also are not in a condition based off fuel to divert to another landing place. So that makes it your intended place of destination, the place you're supposed to be. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. But you can't land because of the congestion on the ground. And so what the Lord would do, what the Air Force would do, is have you fly what they call a pattern. They would have you just fly around. You'll have to circle the airport. Praise God. You have to circle in such a way that folks still can take off and not put you in danger of mid-air collision. But they have to clean up the ground before you can land. What I'm trying to say is that God wants to make sure your destination is prepared for you to arrive safely. But until you get that door open, sometimes you got to dance in the hallway, Reverend. Praise God. Yeah, just that I'm a preacher, man. And so the hallway, praise God, is a place of transition. You said you're in your house, and you know that, amen. You can't go unless you have a master's bedroom. You can't just walk to the bathroom. You have to transition down the hallway. Praise God. You have to go down the hallway to go from your bedroom to your kid's bedroom. Is that right? From your bedroom to the stairs. Amen. So the hallway, like you spoke a word, Reverend. You weren't even trying to be preachy about being in the hallway. I said, that sounds like you're in a tunnel. You said, no, it's not a tunnel. It's a hallway. What's the difference between a tunnel and a hallway? There are more access points. Praise God. In a tunnel, there's one way in and one way out. But in the hallway, now there's other doors. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. I feel all right. All that's for free. You can send your offerings to Bishop Davenport.cmaa, C-M-A-I at PayPal. .com. So there you go with that. Really, that's for free, man. Yeah.
Man, you just killed that hallway thing, man.
Well, Doc, it's there, man. It's right there, Reverend. It's right there. It's right there, Doc. It's right there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get on that side. Get on that side over there. Over there. Over there. Get on that side over there. Amen. 516-387-1299. I feel that hallway, Doc. It's still in my shine, though, Reverend. Amen. Some hallways are carpeted. Some hallways are hard floored. Amen. So it may not be the most comfortable hallway to sleep on, but you ain't for to stay there alone. Amen. You don't want to get too comfortable in the hallway. Amen. Praise God. Some hallways are bigger than others, but it's not a destination. It's a transportation route. Amen. There's a blessing of being in the hallway, Doc. There's a blessing being in the hallway. 516-387-1299. That's how you call in on this Naked Funny Monday. Praise God. Shout out to you heard something good. The Lord has spoken to you. You got some joy in your heart. Or you just want to rep the kingdom at hand. You can dial that number. I'm going to say it again a little slower. 516-387-1299. Rook City, Dr. D. Going to Detroit. I think this is Angels Low 6225 from Detroit. Good morning. Who is this?
Well, good morning, Bishop. How you doing? This is Brother Angelo.
Doing well. Doing well, doing well, Minister. How goes it?
That's good, that's good. You know, I just want to comment on what you just said about the new transition move. Honestly, I'm just going to be real with you, Bishop. It is a blessing because, you know, worship was outstanding. Even when I just walked in, I said, my God. I said, yeah, I can see the overflow in the spirit, and I can see the overflow that's about to happen. And so I'm just excited as well, and as long as you is. And so, I'm here. I'm here now. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no running. So I'm here.
All right. We appreciate the call, my friend. Amen. God bless you, doctor. It is here. It is popping. It is our time. Rook. Right, Brother Angelo, man, God bless you. Faithful caller. I always appreciate his insight. Powerful man of God. And his own right, Rook. And we're going to have him on the air a little more. And you can catch him on Monday nights at 9 p.m. call. Often he's on. If he's not preaching, he's going to prophesy and pray for you. Thank God for him. Rook, how was service for you yesterday, doctor?
Oh, man, church was wonderful, Doc. It was like Pastor did this little thing where he brought somebody in and they had like a conversation. So it was like, he said it was teaching, preaching, or preaching. What do you say, preaching? But it was pretty much teaching you how to talk to each other and like the kids' point of view on relationships and church and how I'm mad with the church and forget that the kids been at the church too and take them out the church and how they got to deal with that. Kids don't want to go to church and open up because they getting tired of, you know, getting connected to people they're getting snatched from. And they took it as into church and took it into the house. And, man, it was good, man.
Wow. Wow. Man, that sounds interesting. I like them open panel sessions, especially when they're not planned. That's good. Hey, man. All right. Well, listen, we're going to move on with the show. We're going to do our first. We're going to play a theme song. This is an easy one. It's easy. If you watch TV, well, again, I can't say it's easy because we got some folks that are young who wasn't born until the year 2000, so they don't know the difference. But anybody who grew up watching TV, and if you over 25, 26, 27, then you might know some of these. I don't know none of this new stuff, but we're going to play a sound clip real. And then we're going to go from the sound clip to the clip I wanted to play last week, never got a chance. We're going to play a sound clip here, and forgive the language, of nephew Tommy actually call pranking Ricky Smiley. We're going to play that on this broadcast. But first, Rook, here is the sound clip for our first TV trivia question.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's my theme music?
All right, that is the sound clip, 30 seconds of it anyway. Call in 516-387-1299. Rick, I know you remember that one.
Nope. I'm sitting there saying to myself, like,
really?
I ain't watched
that. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, on this throwback Monday, I feel good. We want to make sure you're full of joy, so we're gonna go old school. Oh, but a good. We played this one 2 weeks ago right here on Live with Dr. D. They got Baby Rook. Baby Rook City dancing. Let's get her to dance again. Live with Dr. D. Rook City.
I love the praise name. Hello?
You gotta hold on a minute, okay? I got your phone, and I'll give your wife a call.
Hello?
Okay? Right now, you're inebriated, sir. Okay? Right now, I should be taking you in, but I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
You let me, if she's able to come and pick you up, I'll let her come get you. Alright? Officer Brian's gonna put you in his squad car. I'm gonna call your wife. I've got the phone dialing now, alright? Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Who am I speaking with, please?
Who is this?
This is Officer Daniel.
Officer Daniel, you just called from... This is my husband's number. Who is Officer Daniel?
I am Officer Daniels, ma'am. Your husband's actually been pulled over, and he's been... he's in another officer's car. He's a little bit inebriated here, and we're trying to see about getting him picked up. I'm trying my best not to take him in today, so I'm trying to be a good Samaritan. I'm trying to get someone to come and pick him up.
Hold on. Back up. You got my husband.
What I got here on the driver's license is Kenny.
And he's with you now.
He's actually in Officer Brian's squad car right now. So he was actually bobbing and weaving out on the road, and we pulled him over. He's not creating any problems. The young lady wasn't creating any problems. So what we're trying to do is get somebody to come and pick him up.
You have my husband, because my husband is at work, so he can't be in no Officer Brian or in your car. Did you say somebody was with Kenny?
There was a young lady in the car, man. We're actually letting her go because she's not inebriated. From the looks of it, she's calling somebody to pick her up now.
I can't believe this. Kenny, I know that dirty son got no back in my car. That's my car. And you said that he had, tell me this, officer, look at that and tell me what you look like. It better not be that. Better not be the one I think she is.
I have no idea exactly. Excuse me, ma'am.
I know.
What exactly is your name?
About in my car, he's supposed to be working.
Jasmine.
Okay.
You're Jasmine. Okay. No, just stay there. We'll talk to you in a moment. Her name is Jasmine. I'm not sure who she is in relation to Kenny, but...
Keep him there. Hold him there till I get there. I'm on my way right now. Hey, Bridget, I want you to watch these children for me till I get back. I'm going to see if I can give me a ride up to the truck stop, and I'll be back in a minute.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, ma'am, listen, I can't stay here too much longer. I can stay here maybe another 15, 20 minutes. Somebody come get the car. But I got to keep moving here. I'm just trying to do a favor and not take this guy in.
I'm on my way. I got my purse in my hand. I'm on my way to that truck stop. Please don't take that nowhere, because I got something for his. And when I get there, I hope like hell it ain't that that's been calling me with me all through the night. Leave her there till I get there. Because I got some things that I need to take care of this thing. Don't move the squad car till I get there. I'm on my way right now. Right now. I'll be there in a minute. That took my car and picked up that today. We done had arguments over this. It better not be that. It better not. I bet you it better not be her. It better not be her. I'm on my way. I'll be there in a minute. I'll be there. Keep that till I get there.
Okay. Well, D, now there's a guy that was with Kenny. Let me close my door so you can hear me better, man. There was another gentleman that was in the back seat of the car that was riding with Kenny and the young lady.
I don't give a about no other riding with Kenny. Just make sure he's there when I get there.
Okay. Now, do you know who this other gentleman? Do you know nephew Tommy?
I don't care about no nephew Tommy.
Cynthia. This is Mr. Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Your husband, Kenny, got me to prank phone call you.
You ain't Kenny can get this is going to happen to Kenny, Nancy, Tommy. I'm going to go down to Bankhead
285
and
tell him when to get home. You did not care. About no nephew Tommy to ride in the back seat.
Now, Rook, before you say anything, I got to say, that clip kind of got away from me. It did. I forgot it was a prank phone call, and I was getting concerned because there's about to be some problems and some repercussions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She was on her way.
Mm-hmm. On her with her bag. Bridget, watch these here kids on the line. Right back. Wow. We're live. We're back on the air. Yeah, Doc. Yeah. You know, I got some concerns about that. Excuse me, some concerns about that. I mean, I know that Tommy requires some information from the people to make his prank flow real, but I don't think I would tell him that my wife and I had an argument about somebody who she thought maybe I was having an affair with. There's nothing funny about that. It has no comedic value at all.
I don't think he told him that. She told him that.
No, the husband told Tommy that. Because while she was still pranked, he said that, okay, your husband had a woman in the car. You know, and then he asked, you know, the wife asked, well, what's the girl's name? And she said Jasmine,
Right.
So Tommy would have had that information. I don't think that just wasn't funny. I don't know. That's crazy. I think my man might still get, he better throw us, because they say back in the old day, he better throw his hat in the house first. Praise the Lord. Better throw his hat in the house first. All right, Rook, here's the song clip that we played.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's my theme music?
That was the theme song.
Oh,
I will tell you, performing the lyrics to the song were Don Lewis, Holly Robinson, now Pete, and the platinum recording female group In Vogue. 516-387-1299, 516-387-1299. And I know that you're expecting Lady D to call, and I have banned her from the show. So she can call in any day of the week except Mondays. Huh?
I was waiting on her, too. I know what it is, Nato.
Yeah, you've been waiting on her.
Like, I gave her a chance. Yep. I said, I know. I gave her a chance.
Well, let's see. Lady D, good morning.
Hello.
Are you there?
Can
good morning.
You hear me?
Yes, we can barely hear you.
Hold on 1 second. Good morning.
What is the
Good
name
morning.
Of the show?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Yes.
3 weeks.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Did you have that right?
Yep, that's what I had.
Yep, and you're Mr. Cooper. That's what it is. Bada boom, bada bing. I don't know who Googled it. I'm pretty
yes.
sure one of your team members sent you the answer. Because I don't think I care what I am without the answer. All right. You still have to call in
Thank
anyway.
You.
Thank you, LC.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you.
No problem.
All right, Rook. we are on the moving. All right, Doc, we're going to play the next. Listen, 516-387-1299, get in if you want to participate. I'm going to play the next theme song. Now, she's going to hate this one, but she didn't get the call in. Maybe she'll call back. I don't know. Rook, you ready for the next song? Theme trivia. Here it is. That is 30 seconds. That's 30 seconds of that show theme music. Rook, you got an idea what it is? Don't say what it is, but you know what it is.
I surely do. I watched that show, Doc.
You All right.
I'm
well, 516.
I still don't know words to that one.
Well, nah, that's saying something, Doc. That's saying something. That's saying some, you know, the song lyrics. All right. 516-387-1299. Call in and give me the name of that thing. So we're still taking you calling in and shouting out to the church. Or if you don't want to shout out to church, you can call in and say what you heard on yesterday that inspired you, motivated you, or moved you, increased your faith. Nothing but joy on Make It Funny Monday. That's what we do it. Amen. They call this the clergy person's holiday, the preacher's rest day. So we want to, those who are in the office, at the office, on the way to the office, those working at home, factory job, whatever you do, and you got your ears on to our broadcast, we thank you so much for spending time with us. That's true. That's from the heart. And we want to make sure, do our part to make at least an hour of your day go by just a little bit faster. That's why we do what we do. Dr. D. Rook City. Doing this live Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., Monday through Thursday. So there you go with that. And so we're gonna play the song once again, although it lit up. LT is called Back In. I want to make sure somebody else get a chance, too. Here it is again, 30 seconds, and then we'll move forward. LT got the last one. Go ahead and give the name of this show.
Can you hear me, Doc?
Yes.
That's Living Single, Doc. Wasn't Queen Latifah in that?
Queen Latifah, Ken Fields,
yeah.
And the rest of them. That was Living Single. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
LT, what you got?
Well, Rick said it. It's Living Single.
Yep, she's right.
I was so disappointed. That was Living Single.
Yeah.
All right. I got one more, LC Rook. Here it is. Here's the last TV thing, all the broadcasts. Now, this one's a little harder. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this one. And then let you marinate on it because it's going to take you back a little bit. I'm going to play this show theme, and then I'm going to play the clip of Nephew Tommy pranking Ricky Smiley. Language a little shaky, amen, but, you know, if you weak like that, then, you know, that's another thing. Now that we can donate, we didn't make them, we just play them because they're funny. There's comedic value in them. So, all right, here's the theme song, last theme song, TV theme of the day, and then the Nephew Tommy versus Ricky Smiley clip right here live with Dr. D. Here's the thing.
Lost, but to be the future, come to pay the cost. artsy woman. Will there ever be a second time around?
Trying to reach Richard Smiley.
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, this is J-Dog from the Alpha Chapter, Howard University.
Yeah.
I talked to your manager a couple times, man. Listen, there's some brothers got some things that we really want to talk to you about. If you got
okay.
If you got some time, brother. It's going around from nationally as if Richard Smiley is not representing the organization in the manner that we need it represented in. As far as handling community service and giving back to the fraternity and things of that nature. And I'm reaching out to you, brother, trying to see just where is your head. I mean, because there's got to be more than just wearing shirts and stomping on stage when you do your comedy shows and things of this nature, man. This is not what Cooper, Coleman, and Justin Love was all about. You know what I'm saying?
No, whoa. Let's back up, dog. Let's answer one question at a time. You said you want to talk about community service? Now, you seem to be hostile. You don't have no reason to be hostile towards
us. Well, brother, the problem that I'm having, man, is I'm angered by this.
Angered by what?
You know, it seems like all you're doing is stepping on stage, doing your comedy shows, and it ain't number
two. You don't even know me, dog.
I'm seeing what you're doing, and I'm noticing that you're not doing nothing for the community, brother.
Okay, dog, let me ask you a question, dog. Where do you live?
I'm in D.C., brother.
Okay, dog, why can you say that, dog, and you live in D.C.?
I haven't seen you do anything. I'm talking about on
the
national
seen
level,
me do
brother.
You haven't anything, dog, because you're in D.C.
Explain to me what you're doing, brother, because that's what I want to know. What are you doing with your organization, our organization?
Do you got all day, dog, because that's all I do is community service, dog. First of all,
The brothers are saying that you win.
I don't give a about what the brothers say. It's about what I'm telling you.
Hey, don't raise your voice at me, brother.
You don't want to ask them. I'm trying to answer your question. You keep cutting me off.
This spring 86, dog, of the Alpha Chapter, I'm going to need you to bow down and understand who you're talking to.
No, dog, I'm not going to bow down, dog, but I'm going to be respectful. We're going to mutually be respectful. I'm bow down to nobody but God.
Go ahead, brother.
You know, I listen to you. Let's have a respectful conversation. But when you talk, I won't interrupt you. Now, I don't care. First of all, whatever the brothers say, that's fine. This is a conversation between me and you, dog. All right.
Well, I didn't try to have this conversation quite a few times. I called your manager several times, trying to get you on the phone. Go ahead, man.
No, I'd be working around the clock, dog.
But I mean, what kind of brother is it that if other brothers can't get in touch with you, man? You know what I'm saying?
Look, I'm not going to give all the cues my cell phone number for them to call me all day and night, want me to come and do little things for their chapter and stuff and call me cat because I'm not able to do it.
Well, I'm just saying, brother, you know, it just raises the temp on me, man.
You got the number, dog.
I'm just saying, what I want is more than you just wearing the shirt, more than you just stomping on the stage and all of this here, man.
Let me ask you something. Didn't you just ask me what kind of community service that I'm doing? You didn't even give me a chance to say to explain anything. That goes back to my point, dog. It's hard to talk to brothers when they're hostile like that. You called and asked me a question. You really didn't call and ask a question. You called assuming that that's all I do. me as if that's what I'm doing. And that's not the case, dog.
Well, maybe what I'm saying, brother, I got something I want you to do.
Well, dog, if that's what you want me to do, dog, then ask me, dog. Don't call me and beat me up like that, dog. That ain't right, Q.
All right, Q. Listen, will you come visit my grandma?
Where your grandma at?
She's here in D.C.
Okay, what's going on with your grandma?
My grandmama, man, she just, she going through right now. You know, the family, we don't really know what's, she don't have no legs. She only got one crutch. And she need another crutch. She do. So we pitching in for it, you know. Try to get that other crutch. We need one that's titanium to be able to hold her up. The wooden ones don't hold her. And you know the titanium, they don't really make them. They don't make that many, so you gotta order them. And, oh, Ricky, let me say this to you though, man. And I really mean this. Can I say something to you?
Yeah.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got break. Ricky Smiley, you just got break.
Man, you know what? I'm going to kick your I'm going to kick Steve and Shirley Tommy. Man, y'all know that. Hey, Steve. Where's Steve at?
Steve ain't Tommy. Here, dog.
Tommy, that ain't right, dog. Wait a minute, dog. Oh, man, you got me so good. Wait a minute.
But Ricky, you are, and I bow down to you, dog. I'm going to say this. You are the king of prank phone calls. I bow down to you. No holds barred. You the man, but dog, you real.
You know what, man?
I know you going to get me,
dog. I want to grab a dude. I can dish it, but I damn sure can't take it. I'm going to kick your when I see you, dog. I'm the king. Hey, because you're supposed to get me. I'm the king. How you going to get me, man?
Sound the alarm. Live with Dr. D. Let's go.
Let's have a discussion. Let's talk about something. Real talk, real talk radio. You are now tuned into the hottest talk show. Live with Dr. D in case you didn't know. Grab your family and your friends, tell them no song. Don't turn your speakers up, grab your cell phone. The hottest thing, the hottest, you got the hottest topic. You got the hottest topic, show, topic, show, the topic. Real talk with Dr. Savvy, boy. Real talk, radio, city. Real talk with Dr. Savvy, boy. Real talk, radio, radio, radio. Real talk, radio.
A king has fallen. Doc, what you think of that clip?
Man, that clip had me laughing. He say, can't be just wearing the shirts, man, and walking around stuffing on the stage.
There's more to it than that. That's what he said, Doc. He said, my grandma ain't got no legs and one crutch. Mm-hmm. 516-387-1299. The last few minutes of this Make It Funny Monday edition of Live with Dr. D. Rook City and myself checking in with you. We had a caller from Detroit. Last four digits of your number, 6809. You're now live on the air. Go ahead. Who's this?
Morty Bishop. This is Evangelist Sims. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Evangelist Sims. How goes it with you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Good morning to LT and RC. The theme, the movie clip was Step by Step.
Yes, it was. That was Step by Step. That was Suzanne Summers and Patrick Duffy with all them kids. That was a 90s version of the Brady Bunch.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for that call there, Evangelist. Tell us something good before you go.
I love y'all, and I got to answer the phone. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
All right. Got to go. Appreciate that. Call me from work. There you go with that. That was her, Van Michelle from Detroit, calling in. The answer to that question was step by step, day by day. Now, Rook, did you have that answer?
She stole that, man. You didn't even ask that yet. I was waiting on you.
Well, I asked it before we went to the clip. That's why we played it.
Nobody, when you came back, you were going to ask. I was waiting. I'm like, yeah, I got this. When you asked me, I got it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, I wasn't going to do it, but she paid attention. She listened to the show. Huh?
Yeah, and then you came back. I'm like, she got me. I cheated. I wanted to
be and she didn't. That's funny. That was step by step. All right, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, children of all ages, I pray that your week, the rest of your week is good. Actually, I don't. I pray and hope that the rest of your week is great. And I mean that sincerely. It's been a tremendously stressful and busy last 2.5-3 weeks for us, but the Lord is still able. And we look forward to a week of great broadcasting. There are some things we're going to talk about starting tomorrow, Rook. Last week we did a couple of shows about the South Carolina police officer who was fired for tossing the young lady out of her desk at the school. And since then, a number of videos have surfaced on the Internet and are going viral of students assaulting teachers and just doing all type of devilish things. There are a couple, and I'm looking for the article to go with them, where the students are recording classes where they are pummeling the teachers with crayons and pens and nickels, and the teachers are just sitting there because they don't know how to write. They're afraid. They're going up to the desk and taking her purse and stuff out of her hand, making her sit down. And she tells one of the kids to go for security. And, you know, it was terrifying. I was scared for the girl, for the lady, honestly. There's another one. There's a young man who apparently had another cell phone incident at the school, Rook, where the teacher took the boy's cell phone. The boy got mad, and he got me to grab him from behind and began to fling him around and slam him on the ground. And one of the things that was noticed about the article was the teacher did not fight back. Did not fight back at all, because there's such a fear in the teachers or on the teachers to do anything with these students. And it is out of control. So I want to talk about that a little bit tomorrow, the other side of the thing. And again, this is a separate issue from South Carolina, but it's a general thing that's going on where we got to do something because kids in school are out of control. And these aren't elementary kids. These are high school kids, you know, out of control. And I remember some of the, you know, if you had a substitute teacher that was kind of just really, really passive or weak, you know, it was anarchy in some of those classrooms. And some kids would leave because you really felt unsafe. Well, there's nothing like it is today. That's something we're going to discuss. Now, tomorrow, Rook, it is our Ask Rook City segment on tomorrow. So, listen, you're listening today. We know you got a pastor. We know that you hear from God. We know that you have a wide variety of counsel around you. But you want a different perspective on something going on with your life, your ministry, your children, your finances. Maybe you want to know what good stocks to invest in. We invite you to call in starting at 10 a.m. in the morning and ask Rook City his opinion and get his perspective on what's going on. That's tomorrow right here, Tuesday, live with Dr. D in Rook City. Look forward to that. And with more sound clips and music, maybe some new music from B.L. Smooth. We haven't heard him on the show. And a lot some more Lecrae as well from Lecrae's latest album. Thank you, LTD. For checking in with us, the TV theme show day, Doc, has become her thing. She if she don't call in no other day, she gonna call in with them TV theme songs. Amen.
I know. And she was, Doc.
She, you know, she works during the day, but she make a time to call in and say save by the bell. You know, you know. Thank my wife for being able to check in, and all of you that are listening. I said all the time because it is so important, and Rook, I'll let Rook and speak from his own point of view, but it is so important and so vital the support you show this broadcast, because it's motivational for us to know that we're, you know, appreciated for what we do. We don't do it to be appreciated. We do it because we enjoy it, and we hope it's a benefit, but we appreciate you, and we really want to give you the best product possible. All things of God seemingly start small, and that's why the writ declared that we ought not despise small beginnings. Let me give a good point there for you leaders out there who are frustrated because things are not growing or going as fast as you would like them to be or like them to. There's a difference between growth and swelling. Things just puff up overnight real fast. They get real big real fast. That's swelling. And that's normally the sign of an infection when it comes to the body. And so, and oftentimes when whatever is causing that swelling is cured or taken care of, it goes back down. But when you grow, praise the Lord, it's permanent. You know, there's nutrients, there's stability in that. And so growth takes longer but has a lasting effect. So let things grow. Despise not what we deem to be small beginnings, because some folk don't have the assignment that you have. And so your assignment may be bigger than you ever thought possible. Your assignment may be of such a nature that it's going to take you years just to formulate or receive the vision. It's going to take you years to be able to articulate the vision. It may take you years to get people who can help carry the vision. And it may take time after that to bring the vision to pass. So all these things are strategic in God. And so don't you worry about it. You just keep your hands on the plow, and you keep moving forward. Why? Because there's some rock in that soil. There's some twigs in that soil. There's some things that you need to get out the way in order for you can get the ground cultivated properly, so that when the seeds come, you give the seeds the best chance of setting in and growing, germinating, and producing those things and what they're supposed to produce. Despise not small beginnings. And don't let people rush you in your progress. Don't let people take you out of the process. Don't let people devalue your struggle. Your struggle is necessary for strength. You need to be strengthened. I need to work out more, Rook. I don't work out really at all, but one thing I do understand about working out is there's a thing called strength conditioning. Before you get into certain exercises, there is some pre-exercising you must do. There's a certain level of workout you must do before you can lift those weights or you can run a 5K. There's some things that we have to go through to get our mind, our body, and our spirit strong enough to handle the weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, in the weight, W-A-I-T, the weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, to handle that weight, the heaviness of our weight, W-A-I-T. There's two weights that you have to contend with, but your mind, your body, and your spirit got to be aligned on one accord in order to be able to handle that. And it gets frustrating. It gets frustrating. But when it does, that's when you and I take our hands off it, take our ideas off of it, and try our best to look at it with the eyes of God. So we speak that into your life this morning, and let it fester. And let it grow, not faster. Faster is not a good word, but let it sink in into your spirit. And as you said, and as you have said in preaching and singing and teaching and your dreams, as you have said, when you think things are going good for you, I say it's still true for you before you see the manifestation. And that is this: you're exactly where you need to be right now. You're where you're destined to be right now. How long you stay here, amen, is a matter of God's will and our obedience to his will. So there you go with that. Rook, my brother, we are out of time. It's in your court, man. Do what you do.
You set me up, Doc. You got all that going, and then you put a mic to me like I'm doing. And you say what you said. Everybody be blessed. Okay. Catch me and Dr. D live tomorrow at 10. We'll allow Dr. D. Get in. Everybody be blessed. I'm out, y'all.
Godspeed is our prayer.